This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But please hold your calls. We have with us on the line Noel Dielman. We're going to be talking about, well, they have a youth camp and a summer camp. You wonder why that might be important. But this is a camp where they set out to teach young people about the Constitution. Now, America is a unique nation among nations throughout the world for one and only one reason. It's not because we're a race of people. It's not because of our purple mountains, majesty, or fields of waving grain, although we live in a beautiful country. Our country is unique because of our founding documents, because in our Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers, our forefathers, acknowledged that freedom doesn't come from government, doesn't come from ideas of men. It doesn't come because men should be free. It comes from God. And not only that, but the Constitution then was established to ensure our God-given rights. And this is a message that has been systematically undermined and destroyed over the last 50 years since a group of evil and wicked men took over our Supreme Court and set out to change this country, destroy the Christian roots of this nation, and replace it with a fascist society, because there have always been people who really believed, as Plato did, that you needed a ruling elite. In fact, much of what's going on today can be traced directly back to Plato in his writings. And all you need to do is study the story that we tell in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand that. Well, let's go to our special guest, Noel. Hi, Noel. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Monteith, for having me on.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, about the camp, and why this is unique, why this is important, and what you're going to be teaching the people at this camp.
Well, I am a homeschool mother of three children. I've been homeschooling for 10 years, and I used to volunteer for a camp similar in nature, but we determined that we needed to focus more on our Christian heritage and God and government, as well as the Constitution. We focus very heavily at Camp American on the Constitution and the original intent, not this nonsense that they're teaching now.
And it is nonsense. You're absolutely right.
Yes, it is nonsense. The things that you learn in high school textbooks now about the Constitution is just it bears no resemblance to original intent at all.
Well, that's because they've rewritten the textbooks, they've rewritten the encyclopedias, they've changed modern books intentionally to destroy any knowledge of what it was in the past, just like George Orwell described in his book, 1984. But you're going to go back to the original documents and the original concepts and teach the children what it really was?
Exactly. Simply because in 20 years, the students that are attending our camps now will be running this country. And I will tell you that when I do informal surveys of the average American teenager, I quake in my boots, simply because if you ask them what they know about the Constitution, they will tell you one of two things, or maybe both. Freedom of expression, which there isn't any, and separation of church and state.
Well, that just goes to show you how effective the wicked people have been in controlling very effectively, mm-hmm. what our youth and what the American people think. We'll be back in just a moment here with Noel Dielman. Have you ever been talking on a cell phone and had the battery die? Would you like to be able to complete your call? Well, you can with a Sidewinder cell phone battery charger. They're inexpensive, sturdy, lightweight, and provide 6 minutes of calling time if you simply crank for 2 minutes. If you continue cranking, you can talk indefinitely. They have an LED light that works for 5 minutes if you crank for 30 seconds. The Sidewinder unit is small, compact, weighs 2.5 ounces, and comes with a carrying case, a cable, and adapters that fit most popular cell phones like Nokia, Audiovox, Kyocera, Motorola, Sony Ericsson, and Samsung. The Sidewinders are only $24.95, and you can see a picture at www.readymaderesources.com. That's www.readymaderesources.com. And certainly you can order your Sidewinder at 800-627-3809. That's 800-627-3809.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Why is the American educational system failing? Why are most college interns required to take a remedial English class? If you read John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Education, which we carry, you'll discover there is an intentional effort to dumb down the American people. If you love your children, don't send them to government schools. The Robinson Home School curriculum provides quality education from the 1st through the 12th grade. The program is available on 22 CDs which contain the lesson plans, textbooks, and the tests needed to educate your children. The only textbooks that you have to purchase are a set of Saxon math books. You can read about the Robinson Home School curriculum at www.radioliberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can purchase this program for $199.95 plus shipping by calling 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Your child deserves a good education.
Well, that thought right there.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this evening is Noelle Dielman, and we're talking about the camps that they have. They are the summer camps for young people, and they're in Indiana, one in northern Indiana, one in southern Indiana. They're each a week, and I'm going to have Noelle tell you the exact dates again and how you could learn more about this. But the whole idea is that young people can come, I guess, from anywhere in the country. And for a week, they're going to get started talking about America's Christian heritage. Oh, we couldn't teach that in school today. Oh, why, that's terrible. It wasn't true. You go up on the web, and they'll tell you all sorts of lies. There is an organized effort up on the web to teach you America was really a Masonic nation, or it was our founding fathers were deists, or... And it doesn't matter how often you tell a lie, it's still a lie. And you go back to the original documents of this country, and you find our founding fathers were Christians. If you really want to stop your enemies, why, or your opponent, why, you know, when they make that statement, we'll say, well, other than, you know, Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, name me 5 of the founding fathers who were not evangelical Christians, and you'll see their faces fall. Because they can't come up with any other names. And I think there was one, actually, who signed the Constitution, who was an atheist, or he really didn't know what he was. But, you know, all the rest, I think 55 of the signers were evangelical Christians. 2 were Catholics, Benjamin Franklin, and this atheist or agnostic or sometimes Christian. But that's the real truth about what happened at the time when our country was founded. That is never mentioned. So what Noelle and the group that she represents do... is bring in speakers going into the Christian heritage of America, and then, of course, going into the foundation of this country. This coming year, they're going to have Don Dwyer, who is a member of the Maryland legislature, and Michael Perutka, who was the Constitution Party candidate for the President of the United States. Both are well-versed in the Constitution, both understand our Christian heritage, and both are dedicated to helping us reclaim it. Would that be a fair statement, Noel?
I would say that's true. One of the things that we do after we've given our students a good foundation in the Constitution, once they've had their nuts and bolts class, because it's camp and because we're dealing with kids, we then have something called the Constitution game. And this is one of the things that makes my heart beat faster than anything at camp, and that is to see children digging through their Constitution, reading it, trying to find answers to the questions that we pose to them. And we actually break them up in teams, and they're given a scenario. They have to tell us if it's constitutional or not, and why or why not, and they have to cite article and section to defend their answer. And I will tell you that it is amazing to see 70 kids, tearing through their Constitution trying to find the answer. And because they've just spent an entire day or three classes or four classes learning the nuts and bolts of the Constitution, they know where to go, they know where to find the answer. But what's really interesting is occasionally they teach us a few things, because they will come up with an article and a section, perhaps, that we hadn't thought of. And they end up teaching us. And there have been times when we've had to end up giving them points that we hadn't planned on because they came up with something else to defend their stand. So it's just wonderful to see. They get really enthusiastic and they get excited about knowing what it says.
Well, this is the most amazing document, probably the most amazing document ever conceived of by men. And many experts throughout the world had really believed that this is what separated America from all the other countries in the world. And this is why we were unique and why people from all over the world came here. And when other countries formed, they tried to parallel our form of government. Because they recognize that within this Constitution, this idea of limiting the power of the authority over the lives of the people so they could be free, what a unique idea. Well, of course, the current administration doesn't believe in that. And my one encounter with the president, the man sitting next to me asked the president, at that time, of course, he was governor of the state of California, if he would sign legislation dealing with education that was unconstitutional, his reply was, "I don't know. I'll have to think about that." First time he was asked a question, he said, I don't understand the question. It was repeated in that vein, and he said, "I'm just going to have to think about that." And later he came up to my friend John Stormer and said, "That was a great question. I'm going to have to go home and really think about that." And yet here is the man who today is the President of the United States, who has never taken a course in the Constitution, and most of what he's doing is violating the oath that he's sworn to take. And maybe he honestly doesn't realize that he is violating his oath, but you should understand, and you should, of course, do everything you can to help educate our youth if we ever hope to reclaim America. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to Noel. This is a unique idea, and what a wonderful course for children. Why, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this educational program is really centered around the program that's put forward by the Institute of the Constitution back in Maryland. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes. We are having them come in and teach because I don't think anybody teaches better than the Institute on the Constitution.
I don't think so either. Well, why don't you tell us, how expensive is it for the children to come for a week's summer camp?
Well, our normal tuition is $300 for the week. However, we have an early bird tuition, which is $250 for the week. That includes everything. That's their food, their housing, their recreation. And that's an aspect of camp that you have to tell your kids about. Forget about telling them about the classes. We'll tell them when they get there. But we have, because these are junior high and high school students, we offer them lots of recreation and good recreation. Water skiing, tubing, we have go-karts, we have horseback riding, swimming, we just do all sorts of things. And every evening after our evening class, we have a group activity where we might go bowling, we might go on a hayride. We have cabin games where they compete against each other. And actually, some of our best lessons have come from our cabin games. Larry Pratt is from Gun Owners of America, is one of our regular instructors.
Well, you've got all my favorite people there.
Yes. Well, he came to camp because I told him about a game that we played on our kids with guns, and he just couldn't stay away after I told him. But basically, we have water gun games, and the first year, we had everybody come down with their water guns to the cabin games, and we said, okay, before you can play, you have to sign in. You have to sign in. So we're thinking, well, somebody will notice that they're registering their guns, because we said, your name has to be on your gun, and you have to sign in. And everybody did it. Nobody said a word. So then we let them play games. We let them shoot ping pongs over an obstacle course with their water guns and that sort of thing. Then for the last game, we said, well, nobody needs their guns for this game, so everybody put them in this barrel over here. Well, like sheep to the slaughter, they all put their guns in the barrel. Not one of them, after they've had their gun class, no less, not one of them said, hey, you're taking our weapons from us. So we just hauled them off. And then we had a few of our very large men with very large water guns wearing blue berets come racing out of the woods and shooting our students with water guns. And, of course, they had no defense. So they ran the opposite direction, only to run into our recreation director with a garden hose who was spraying him from that side. So then we sat them down on the basketball court, and we said, what just happened? And one kid pipes up and he says, you took away our guns and you killed us.
Well, you know, it's a foolish game in one respect, but it's a very important lesson in the other, because this is what happened to the Armenians in the early 1900s. The Turks disarmed them, and then they slaughtered a million of them. That's what happened in Rwanda before they slaughtered 800,000. That's what they did in Hitler's Germany. That's what they did in Stalin's Russia. That's what they did in China, you know, where they killed almost 100 million people. People don't understand that. The reason that the Second Amendment exists is so that people can protect themselves against the government tyranny. And that's why there are people who want to take the guns away. They're not interested, certainly in, you know, saving lives. I mean, certainly it was Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein, who was one of the leaders of the gun grabbers. And yet when she was the mayor of San Francisco, she insisted on having a gun permit to protect herself. And Rosie O'Donnell, that great paragon of virtue, of course, is against guns, but they're all right for her bodyguards to have, because she needs them to protect her children. And people don't understand that these people give hypocrisy a bad name. They are authoritarianists. They believe in the concept of a ruling elite. And if you don't want to be a slave, why, you better understand why our founding fathers gave us the Second Amendment. What else do you do there at the camps?
Well, we later in the week, after they understand the Constitution, we then get into, we start discussing not necessarily current issues, but things that are going on in our government. And so toward the end of the week, our students can say, you know what, that's not constitutional. They can start seeing for themselves that things that are going on in the government are not correct. And that's what we want to do. We want to teach our students about the proper role of government and the principles of good government. And once they get their Constitution class from an original intent perspective, they can pick apart virtually any issue that there is out there and the solutions that are being offered and go, wait a minute, you know, that's not right. One of our regular instructors is Dr. Michael Kaufman.
Well, my goodness, another good close friend. Hey, you're going to have to hang on here for just a moment. But Michael is certainly one of our favorite guests here at Radio Liberty, and I'm glad to hear he's a regular instructor there. Hold just a moment. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Noelle Dielman, and she represents Camp America. And Camp America holds the programs every year. Actually, they have two of them, one in northern Indiana, one in southern Indiana. It sounds like they have wonderful, wonderful guests, guest lecturers coming in. And, of course, you can get to their website at www.campamerica. Is that .org or .com?
It's .com, and it's Camp American.
Camp American. Is there a telephone number people can call if they do not have a computer?
Sure. We're located, the office is in Louisville, Kentucky, and that number is 502-361-9496.
Give that one more time, please.
It's 502-361-9496.
And, of course, there is you ordinarily cost about $300, but, of course, if you have an early bird registration, why, you get in for $250. That really includes just about everything, the meals and all the entertainment and all the things that the children would get for a week. And Noel was saying how many of the young people have gone through the program, and they want to come back the next year. And, of course, some of them have even been graduated, and then they've come back as counselors. So you have plenty of supervision for the young folks, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. We take the care of other people's children extremely seriously. I'm a homeschool mom, so I understand the importance of making sure that students are supervised all the time. We have counselors that actually sleep in the cabins with their students, with their charges, and we keep the boys and girls areas, their cabin areas, separate. They're not even allowed in each other's cabin area, let alone their cabins. We are extremely careful with the activities that we have. We don't show movies for the simple fact that we can't find any that are decent to show. Instead, we find actual recreational things to do. Like I said, we play cabin games, and we've done the water gun game. We go bowling. We go go-karting. We do all sorts of things as a group. So our students are well supervised. We're very particular about our counselors. We have to know our counselors, and they have to be invited to be counselors. We don't let just anybody say, I want to come and be a counselor. We have to know you. We have to work with you for a year before we'll actually turn students over to your care.
Well, I think that really sounds great. And, of course, are a lot of the children that are with you actually homeschooled children?
Many, many of them are. I would say that we probably have about 90% homeschooled students that come to our camp. The rest of them are, most of them are, the other 10% are mostly Christian school students. The occasional public school student that we get comes with, you know, somebody from the private school or some homeschool person, but we never seek out public school students. We don't market to public school students, but we certainly don't turn anyone away either.
Well, now, how do you get the information out about your organization? Because I'd never heard about you until recently.
Well, we primarily attend homeschool conventions in the Midwest. And, in fact, our executive director, Chuck Michaelis, is becoming very familiar to homeschoolers in the Midwest because he's now teaching teen tracks at homeschool conventions. So when mom and dad are in one workshop, he's providing a workshop for the teens where he's teaching a few of the classes that we offer at Camp American just to give them an idea of what they'll be learning. So we have been going to many, many homeschool conventions for a long time throughout the Midwest.
And I really think that's a wonderful, wonderful way to reach people. The homeschooling people are a unique group within our nation. They're people who love their children enough that they're willing to make sacrifices. And I know it must be pretty hard to be a homeschooling mom, but, you know, and you're giving up the opportunity for making money. The most important thing that you have is those children and raising them up in the way the Lord would have you. And so many people are willing to turn their children over to government schools. It's the easiest way out. Now, sometimes, certainly, there is no other way. I mean, a single mother, is caught in a trap if she doesn't have a source of income. But so often it's very convenient just to send your child off to school and, maybe they'll be all right. But you have no idea what those children are learning in the government schools today, and even in some Christian schools. I was horrified. I was paying for my granddaughter to go to a Christian school. And when I saw what they were actually teaching her and the books that they were letting her read, which were exactly the same books that they were letting them read in the public schools that give them children a sense of hopelessness, it's little wonder so many children today have real problems. We're going to be back in just a moment here with our special guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
People often ask me what they can do about what's happening in America, and I tell them what you want to do is tell the most carefully kept secret in America and let people understand that America was founded as a Christian nation. It was founded by Christians on Christian principles. Of course, this is not taught in our schools, it's not taught in our seminaries, it's not taught in our universities, and certainly never mentioned by the controlled media. But you can help us to get the truth out about America's Christian heritage by setting up an institute on the Constitution in your home, in your church, in your neighborhood. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. And ask about setting up an Institute of the Constitution. It's 12 programs. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is, of course, get a group together. Call the Institute and the Constitution at 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Everything's there on the video. All you have to do is get a group together. Get involved. Help us save America.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio Liberty. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products do make claims and tell us how the wonderful, wonderful things it's done for them. There is a soap, there is a moisturizing soap, a lotion, a gel, and a neutralizing solution, which some people claim seems to help them as far as their gastric upset, their heartburn is concerned. Well, I can tell you that I've used these products for about a year now, and I'm very, very happy with them. My wife uses them, and many of our listeners use them. In fact, we have a large number of people who got started using these, and they have so many uses. If you'd like to find out what the Miracle 2 soap products can do, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We'll send you the manufacturer's brochure, and of course, if you'd like to order, we have a special introductory offer. Call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for Miracle 2 products. And that's where we're headed today. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this evening is Noel Dielman, and we're talking about Camp American. And if you didn't, of course, get the website, it's campamerican.com. That's www.campamerican.com. If you're interested in learning more, why don't you call 502-361-9496. That's 502-361-9496. And what a unique idea to begin to teach America children about our country, why America was at one time the greatest nation in the world. Because if we don't have anybody who remembers what it was all about, why, of course, there will be nobody there to try to recapture that dream that once was America.
Well, Mark said it best when he said something along the lines of, destroy their history and they will be more easily convinced. If, like you say, if nobody knows anything about founding principles, if we're enslaved, what will we have to work toward? There's nothing to work for if you don't understand where America came from and what we used to be.
Well said. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you're here in the Central Coast of California. 464-8295. Well, Noel, you talk about Christian principles. You start out talking about Christian principles. Could you sort of elaborate on that idea?
Well, our government was actually set up based on biblical principles, and there is a section of the Bible, and you'll have to forgive me, I forget where it is, but it talks about where Moses' father-in-law came to him and said, you're exhausting yourself trying to deal with all these people. You need to set up men over thousands, hundreds, tens, and or 50s and tens. And basically, that's a model of our of what our government is supposed to be. We have local government, we have state government, and then we have federal government. However, the local government is supposed to be the one that has the most power. And this has become topsy-turvy. We've gotten it all backwards now. Now all the we're top-heavy in, at the federal level with government. But by the same token, really where government begins, it begins with self-government. When you have a moral nation that lives by biblical principles, and those are taught from the earliest age, and everyone just grows up knowing that this is a Christian nation and that there are certain principles by which we are supposed to live, there is very little need for government outside of the church. If you have good internal self-government and the family takes care of the things that they are to take care of, there isn't a whole lot more for anyone else to do. The federal government really should only be involved in defense and just the basic things that it takes to run a nation. Everything else should belong to the family, the church, the local, and the state government. But we have it all backwards now.
And, of course, the whole idea was that we were to be able to look after ourselves and take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that was the basic structure. We started off with ourselves. We obeyed the Ten Commandments. We believed in God. We were answerable to God. If people were answerable to God, do you really think we'd have the trouble we do with Enron and with Global Crossing and with all of these major corporations where everybody's cheating on everybody else, and the head of the New York Stock Exchange is supposed to be overseeing that, gets a $160 million bonus, and right now the people at Merck are getting, they're all going to get a golden parachute, about 230 of them, kind of cost hundreds of millions of dollars, mm-hmm. And what's that for? Well, that's because, of course, they allowed the terrible tragedy that Merck, they've taken Vioxx off the market, and Merck, as a country company, probably will not continue to exist as we've known it. And yet all of the corrupt people there who lied and deceived and actually are responsible for the deaths of between 88 and 139,000 Americans because they left a drug they knew was unsafe on the market, they're all going to be rewarded. You don't do that because it's wrong. But you see, who's going to say what's right and wrong today? Today, over in Afghanistan and in Iraq, the government says it's all right to torture people you capture because they're not regular soldiers. They're not. They don't wear a uniform. They are not, according to the Geneva tradition, it's all right to torture people down in Guantanamo. And, of course, to put hoods on them. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of them with the hoods on or with blindfolds on and earmuffs over their ears. So being like it being solitary confinement mm-hmm. to drive people mad. But it's all right. It's moral. And, of course, we've lost the moral foundation of our society. And this is what happens when a country turns its back on God. And, you know, God judges countries. And if there's no one here that remembers what America was about, how will we ever reclaim our Christian heritage? Because America was a great nation because it was a Christian nation. Isn't that right, Noel?
That's right. The principles that our founding fathers gave us were based on God's word. And so many of them, in their original writings, acknowledge that. Any historian that tells you that our founding fathers were deists or they were atheists or whatever they come up with, agnostics, they're doing one of two things. Either they've never read the original writings, they've only read commentaries on original writings of the founding fathers, or they're telling a lie. They're lying. They know the truth. Because there is once you read the original writings of most of the founding fathers, you cannot deny their faith in God, and you cannot deny that they purposely formed this government on biblical principles.
And, you know, the great tragedy of today, my friend John Stormer said he spoke to over 100 attorneys and asked them if they'd ever read the Constitution or studied the Constitution in law school. And only, I think, two of them had, and they've both gone to Pat Robertson's law school. But none of the rest of them had ever read the Constitution. They had no idea what the Constitution said. In fact, Michael Perutka, who, of course, heads the Institute of the Constitution, went through law school, and it wasn't until a few years ago, perhaps half a dozen or 10 years ago, that he'd ever read the Constitution and understand the very foundations upon which our freedom rests. And that is why he's taken it upon himself at great, tremendous expense on his own to try to get this message out. And we are should all be indebted to him. He's a man of principle who's been willing to invest what he has to try to preserve our nation for the rest of us. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But I think the one biblical principle that people have forgotten is the admonition that men are basically sinful. And that's why we needed a Savior. But if men are sinful, why would you want to give them a power to rule over the lives of other people? If the elitists say, well, men can't take care of themselves, we have to have an elite to control them, what makes you think that elite are any more fit to rule than the average individual? And, of course, history tells us that rulers traditionally become corrupt. A power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, let's go to Roger, who's calling us. I bet it's from Allentown, Pennsylvania. And, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, you would like to know more about Camp American. Hi, Roger. How are you doing?
Yeah, hi. Thanks, folks. I was very much interested to know and kind of fired off because I just finished a news clipping yesterday about Democrats failed to portray all politics as moral and written of all things by a sociology professor, you know, that would be the science of applied Marxism.
Right.
And now, he didn't go the further step and then say, in turn, that all morality is undergirded by religious presuppositions, but then he would not do that, would he?
No.
But I guess you have to, because if you're going to have morality, whose morality is it? Is it your morality? Is it my morality? Is it the morality based upon God's word? And I'd far rather have God's morality than my morality or your morality. Because morality is not something that can vary from person to person. It has to have a foundation in absolutes. And the absolute, of course, gets back to the word of God.
I always like to challenge anybody on these local talk shows. I'm still waiting for somebody to call in and cite me any law that is not a legislation of morality or procedural thereto.
Okay. Anything else, Roger?
God bless you all.
Thanks. What were you going to say there, Noel?
One of the word morals is tossed around incorrectly so often. Basically, there's only one set of morals, and that is biblical morals. Anything else is man-made, and those are ethics. And that's the difference between morals and ethics. Morals are made by God. Ethics are made by man. Now, what holds people to morals is the fear of the Lord. You know, they say fear of the Lord is the beginning of understanding. It's respect for God. You're going to a Christian is going to hold to his moral values because his Creator has given him these rules to live by. A person who operates under ethics, they make their own morals, shall we say, although they're not morals. They make their own list of rules to live by. There is absolutely nothing to hold those people to their man-made ethics. Okay? So temptation comes along. There's absolutely no reason for someone who doesn't believe in God or doesn't live by moral standards not to give in to that temptation. And that's the difference. But so often we hear morals, you know, man-made morals or biblical morals, and really there is no such thing as man-made morals. They're ethics. And that's an important distinction.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, there's a professor of ethics back at Princeton University who's chairman of the department there, and I think his name is Pete Singer or Singer, something of the sort. And he thinks it's perfectly all right to kill children up to 3 years of age, and there's nothing wrong with bestiality, and he sees nothing wrong with more or less anything. He's made up his own system of ethics.
That's right.
But as you point out, of course, morality is based upon God's law, why ethics is based upon whatever you want to make up
exactly.
At this time. And that's what's wrong with medical ethics today, and we have people, you know, who debate medical ethics. There's no debate on medical ethics. This man's trying to come up with a system by which mankind can exist. But, of course, if you stick to God's law, and God is very, very specific in the Ten Commandments and in his admonitions, you don't run into those problems at all. It's not a matter of my opinion, not a matter of your opinion. It's what the Holy Scriptures say. Mm-hmm. And when we turn our back on the Holy Scriptures, which was the most important book, read by our founding fathers. In fact, even one of the major universities, the secular university, analyzed the writings of our founding fathers and found that the Bible was by far the most frequently quoted book by the men who bequeathed to us the traditions, the freedom that we have today.
Right. What's interesting is people are always calling Jefferson an atheist. I think Jefferson was probably a deist.
I think he was,
too. But that does not mean that he did not believe in Jesus the Savior. But what's interesting is that Jefferson was the one who wanted, or he got, the Bible used as a textbook in the D.C. schools, called for the use of the Bible in public education, what little there was back in his time. And Franklin, often, especially toward the end of his life, often quoted scriptures and he was the one who called for prayer at the Constitutional Convention when they had already spent, an inordinate number of days getting absolutely nothing accomplished. It was Franklin who said, "We need to go to the Creator and we need to ask for his help."
The longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact, and that God rules in the affairs of men. This is what he said, and then he went on to call for starting the programs with prayer. Well, I think what people have missed that these two men went through many stages of their lives, and certainly I think that both of them were involved in spiritualism and tied into the secret societies. Certainly, Franklin was when he was the ambassador in Paris. American ambassador, and so was Thomas Jefferson. But if you read Jefferson very carefully, he will talk about how at one time he was very much involved with spiritualism, but as he grew older, he had finally decided to sort of turn his back on these things. Now, when he was young and wrote the Declaration of Independence, that was 1776. He didn't die. He died, in 1826. July 4th, 1824, something like that. No, it was exactly 50 years after the Declaration of Independence. Both he and John Adams died the same day, 50 years after the Declaration of Independence was written. But when he wrote the Declaration, he was writing from a Christian worldview.
Right.
And he was putting into the Declaration Christian ideas that came from John Locke, and they came from Samuel Rutherford, and they came from William Blackstone. You'll see that all through the Declaration of Independence. That is, if you know what John Locke wrote or what Samuel Rutherford has said.
Right.
But the average individual has never heard these things. Then you see him go through a different stage of his life later on, and then you see him, I think, returning more to his Christian roots, whether he ever believed in the divinity of Jesus Christ, I don't know. But he certainly believed in the teachings of Jesus Christ, which he often propounded. Whether he believed in the supernatural, we will never know. But we do know that he believed in the teachings of Christ, as did Benjamin Franklin. Although I think that he was probably a deist, I think that his ego was such that he could never acknowledge the fact that that he had been wrong on that, although he thought that the Bible was the greatest of all books.
Mm-hmm.
But that is, of course, what we never teach in our schools today.
That's right. Isn't it amazing how even those that perhaps didn't see Christ as deity still realize the importance of the Holy Scriptures. That's what's amazing.
It really is.
Nowadays, you ask the average teenager one thing about the Bible, and they'll just look at you with crossed eyes, you know, I don't know. Jesus is in it, or God's in it, or something. They really can't tell you anything. We're suffering greatly, and the Christian schools, unfortunately, are not much better.
I am afraid that in many instances you're absolutely right. And that's why I think that homeschooling is so absolutely vital. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have children or grandchildren, if there's any way you can get them homeschooled, I will tell you, meeting homeschooled children is such a treat because, of course, they're cut from an entirely different fold of cloth than those who have gone to government schools or many times even to private or Christian schools. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699-MYWHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MYWHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
I just threw up my hands and go, I'm done.
Okay, what was that to you? Sometimes you say you get a little discouraged.
Well,
you say
there are times I just want to quit. And then, for instance, after our last camp, I was exhausted and I said, I'm done. And my husband said to me, get some sleep and then make that decision. And, of course, once I had sleep, I was fine. But it does get discouraging, but I will tell you the fact that I think about Gideon's army, because sometimes I feel like, oh, we're just not making an impact. And then my husband will look at me and he'll say, Gideon's army, and that's all it takes. And I'll be, okay. It doesn't take a lot of people to win battles when God is with you.
Amen.
And in fact, God will weed out the useless ones, or the ones that aren't truly with him, so that he gets his true soldiers in battle, and in battle against tremendous odds, so that when victory comes, we know who gave us the victory.
Amen to that. Well, you're very fortunate to have an understanding husband who's supportive of what you're doing. Because I know you couldn't do it without him, and the same way that I couldn't do what I do without my wife's support. So, well, God bless you for everything you're doing, and we'll be talking to you again. And if I don't call you, you call me, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good night, and God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was Noel Dielman of Camp American, and I hope you enjoyed the program. I think it sounds like a great idea, and I think that they need all the help and support that they can get. You see, we have to invest in the next generation. Well, our young people are not getting a proper education in school today. They're being indoctrinated, and much is being done to hurt them physically and psychologically. And when you get a copy of our November newsletter, we go into the fact that there's been a long-standing program laid out in a book written by Bertrand Russell in 1953 called The Impact of Science on Society, to use diet, injections, injunctions to break the free will of the American people, of the children of this country, and indoctrinate them in schools, to use diet, injections, and injunctions. And you'll want to read this newsletter. I think it's one of the most unusual ones I've ever written. It will be available, of course, right now. If you want the October newsletter, it goes into the history of the banking system. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you'd like to get the November newsletter, you'll have to specifically request that. It will be ready probably in 5 to 10 days. But the other thing is, we want you to go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day on the Internet, and you won't get much of anything accomplished. But you'll get a wonderful education and meet our wonderful, wonderful guests. And then, of course, you can listen to us 4 hours a day on shortwave and 5 hours a day on satellite and 5 hours a day on some radio station like the one you're listening to. We have about 60 stations altogether that hear at least some of our programming. That's www.radioliberty.com. Again, our telephone number, if you'd like a free newsletter, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, your job is to tell other people about our programs. Your job is to tell people we're going to lose America. Our financial system is on the verge of collapse. In fact, a fellow named Steve Roach, who's the chief economist for Morgan Stanley, said that we are facing a financial Armageddon. Steve Roach, the chief economist for Morgan Stanley, said last week in a secret session that we are facing a financial Armageddon. We got a 90% chance of a financial Armageddon. Go up on the Internet, try to find it, and then, of course, go to Google and type in Steve Roach Financial Armageddon. You'll find the article. They're doing everything because to keep it from the American people because, of course, we have censorship in America. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for our leaders. But remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And so until the next hour, if you're going to be with us, or tomorrow evening, if you're not, Dr. Stan, good night.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs, and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RBN Live.